what I'm working on in my PhD, I'm trying to look at the impact of African traditional religious and cultural values on Christian-Muslim relations. Why am I looking at this? I'm looking at this because I realize that these values that I mentioned, the values of
community,
sense of belonging, and then unity and love. In reality, when you talk about unity and love, I think it's these are values that could even be found in fact other religions. You see, but like I said, because of the doctrines, the exclusive doctrines, doctrinal claims of these religious traditions, they don't focus on these values that can really build a people together. So, in fact, rediscovering these values is not even, in fact, saying that people should reclaim their national identity. These are values that I think they are universal, but rather within the African setup, it's something that the people have been living with. And I think it's something that is also allowed them even to embrace other, in fact, religious values, mm-hmm. and to be able to accept and then to respect others. And I think it's a foundation, religious foundation and experience that really embraces others.
This emphasis on cross-religion, unity and love, and now in you yourself coming from Ghana but studying in the United States, do you see that as well as a trend towards exclusivism or fundamentalism, is there any indications that there's a trend towards unity and love and cross-cultural understanding?
Well, as far as my experience is concerned at Hartford, where I have been, it's an institution that really tries to, in fact, equip religious leaders that come from, in fact, all over the world, international students, to see that the issue of diversity is a gift from God. It's not something that we need to, in fact, see it as something that should bring about hatred, something that we should, in fact, should bring about some kind of opposition, something that should divide us. Rather, diversities are riches that God has given to us, and they are supposed to help us to really to be able to, in fact, live as a global community. I mean, that's what even manifests the riches of, in fact, life as a whole. And so in Hartford, I think it is this aspect of, in fact, the academic program for me that really, I would say, responds to, in fact, some of the issues that I'm raising here. And I find it very helpful. In fact, I haven't traveled much within the U.S., and so, in fact, I can't speak as to what happens in other parts of the U.S., but as far as the institution where I'm studying is concerned, I think what is happening there for me gives me hope that people who come there for such a training, if they can go back with such an academic background and spiritual experience, then we can go and build communities whereby we can give hope to our people. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So this is one of the goals you have is to encourage embracing the diversity,
sure.
with community and love wherever people are.
Exactly.
Do you think that that's one dream that will be realized?
Yeah. You see, in life situations, when you want to build something, it takes so many years. And looking at what is happening to us in our generation, sometimes it looks as if all hope is lost. But I believe strongly in fact, divine providence. If it were not so, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have traveled all the way from Ghana to this place. I believe that when people embrace virtues that affirm life, virtues that unite people in spite of our differences, virtues that really, in fact, seeks for justice and peace, I believe that there could be hope for our world and our various communities. So as at now, yes, many things are happening. There are a lot of distortions in our existence, suffering, violence here and there. But I believe that there's hope. It's a dream that could be realized.
And how about in the daily life? How does one, for example, how would I help to make this unity, diversity, affirming of life possible through my faith tradition or just, my daily encounters?
Yeah, daily in our daily encounter, what we need to realize that whenever we encounter anybody, in our encounter with that person, we also encounter God. Why? Because God has created us in his own image. And within each person that we meet, there's something in him or her that is so unique that we can learn, that we can really, in fact, bring to bear on daily experiences which can really transform communities. It's unfortunate that we have, as I said initially, we have focused so much on our differences, cultural differences and religious differences, to the extent that whenever we are coming to meet somebody, there's already mistrust of the other, fear of the other, because why, the person is different from me. But I don't think that needs to be the situation. We must respect everybody that we meet, because everybody has been created in a special way, as a unique person with wonderful gifts that we can really, in fact, bring out that within that person when we accept that person, when we respect that person, and then we relate with that person as a fellow human being.
Great. I'm going to try it.
Sure.
Okay, this is Mary Beth Kudal. I've been speaking to Francis Akwa. He's a recipient of scholarships from the General Board of Global Ministries. And good luck as you continue to pursue your PhD, and I hope to hear more about your work, and I hope to try to embody some of this, our focus on the place of God, and that God is within all of us, and not on the differences, although we may experience in religion or culture. So thank you.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you for granting me this opportunity to share with you.